This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleagues Andrew McCarthy of National Review Online and Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness about the decision by the Supreme Court to address the immunity question with regard to former President Trump. Did he enjoy immunity during the events of January 6? Andy answers very carefully and then lays out a timeline for the Supreme Court for other decisions before the Supreme Court. Immunity.
Well, I'm surprised, John, that they took the case, because I thought that they might leave the D.C. Circuit's ruling in place, which is I thought was a fair interpretation of the law. It was a very well-crafted decision, unanimous decision of the three-judge D.C. Circuit panel. And my, you know, to go to what Thaddeus was asking about a second ago, my default position with this stuff is that the Supreme Court doesn't want to do politics and would rather not wade into cases that are fraught with the politics of the 2024 election. So it seemed to me that this was a case that they could probably duck if they just decided to leave the D.C. Circuit decision. But I think it's appropriate for them to take the case, and they decided to take the case. So I'm mildly surprised by that. I'm more surprised about the reaction to it, particularly given, you know, the visceral reaction suggesting on the basis of no evidence that they took this case in order to help Trump, when, as you just pointed out, they've taken it on an expedited basis. If they wanted to help Trump, they would have taken the case not on an emergency petition, but in normal course, which would mean, yes, we'll take the case. We'll hear argument in, you know, sometime in the term that starts next October, and you wouldn't have a decision till next year. If they were really trying to help Trump, they could easily have done that, and they didn't. So they've taken the case on an expedited basis. They're going to hear argument, I think, the week of April 22nd, and we should get a decision by the end of June.
More of this later.